This is Dr. Kataria dictating the consult on Eddie Barron, last name B for boy, A for apple, R R O, N for Nancy. First name Eddie, E for Europe, D for David, D for David, I for India, E for Europe, period. Date, October 3, 2023, period, new paragraph. She's a 86-year-old female patient who comes with a history of progressive shortness of breath and palpitation, period. According to the patient, she would get short of breath now walking about one block, and about 1 year ago, she was able to walk 2 to 3 blocks, period. The shortness of breath has been progressive and is not accompanied by any other symptom, period. She would feel better once she takes rest and then she can walk more, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. History of few seconds episode of palpitation happening spontaneously in the left upper precordial area, and they are not frequent, period. The palpitation can happen at any time, period. He also gives history of edema of feet at times, which spontaneously may get better, or she occasionally has to take diuretic, period. No history of any chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest discomfort, or a chest heaviness, period. No history of any acute respiratory tract infection, period. History of chronic bronchitis for some time, period. And history of edema of feet at times, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, period. Personal history, she's 5 feet 4 inch tall, period. Her weight is 185 pounds, and in last 1 year, she has gained 15 pounds, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Past history. History of hypertension for 1 year, and she's not on treatment, period. History of bronchitis, period, and history of peripheral neuropathy, period. No history of diabetes, comma, cerebrovascular accident, comma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Family history, nothing contributory, period. New paragraph. Social history, period. She does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Oman sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equiaxial, both dorsal spedis, which are 4x4, period. Both posterior tibial, not palpable, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity 160 over 90 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. BMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S3, period. No S4, period. In the left lower parasternal area, there is a ejection systolic click followed by 2x6 ejection systolic murmur, period. no S3 and no significant other heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph, respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. The abdominal aorta pulsations are palpable in the epigastric area, period. New paragraph, CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm with incomplete right bundle branch block pattern and non-specific T-wave changes in V2 and V3, period. New paragraph. Analysis in view of her progressive shortness of breath, which started about 1 year ago, the plan is to request the echocardiogram to evaluate for any left ventricular systolic dysfunction or any other etiology, period. In the meantime, patient is advised to consider doing coronary calcium score, period. Also, since the abdominal aorta pulsations are palpable and patient never had any ultrasound of the abdominal aorta in last 15 to 16 years, it was decided to request a patient to have ultrasound of the abdominal aorta plus carotid duplex, period. In the meantime, plan is to get a recent lab, L for Larry, A for Apple, B for Boy from primary care physician, period. Patient was advised low salt diet, period. She was advised to do regular activity within her limits, period. In new paragraph, in the meantime, patient has advised coronary calcium score, comma, ultrasound of the abdomen and carotid duplex, period. The pros and cons of above workup were explained to the patient in detail, period. Patient was also advised to monitor blood pressure at home and return to the clinic in 4 weeks with her blood pressure monitor records and the blood pressure instrument, period. Patient understood various suggestions well and she did not add any further questions, period. Patient husband was present during the work consultation, period. New paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation, along with the explanation of various symptoms and the events, and pros and cons of workup, and depending on that, further management will be planned, period. Patient was informed that her her peripheral neuropathy is likely no due to any circulation problem, period. New paragraph. Initial impression, number one, progressive shortness of breath over last 1 year, so that functional capacity has decreased by about 70 to 80%, period. Next line, number two, possible cardiomyopathy. Next line, number three, episodes of palpitation at any time period, not frequent and lasting for few seconds only. Next number four, recurrent edema of it may be due to diastolic dysfunction. Next line number four, hypertension not controlled. Next line number five, history of bronchitis. Next line number six, history of peripheral neuropathy. Next line number seven, possible mitral prolapse and mitral regurgitation period. Number eight, history of gastro. Next line number nine, possible abdominal aortic aneurysm period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.